This is CJ Pearson, Uncensored.
They needed these unconventional, previously unwielded powers that they had never had before.
And this is the type of tyranny that we're having to grapple with. And honestly, a part of me is like, maybe it's a tyranny of our own making.
Hi guys, I'm CJ Pearson and welcome to CJ Pearson Uncensored. Guys, it's been a crazy past week for me, moving back in here to Tuscaloosa, getting ready to start my sophomore year at the University of Alabama, but I can't be more excited. On top of that, I recently got a puppy, a Dalmatian. I'd never had a Dalmatian before, I'd never had seen even a dog like it, really. And that was honestly a big reason why I got one. No one I knew had ever had one. And it has been a time. I will just say that I love him a lot. His name's Darty, by the way. How college is that, right? His name is Darty. But he is a handful, especially in these like beginning early stages where you're just, you know, trying to teach them how to use the bathroom and not do it in your house too often and not pee and poop on the floor. And he certainly does a lot of that. And you put that on top of the entire, you know, puppy teething stage, it has been something. It has certainly been something. But, you know, really the big thing is, you know, so many people across the country are getting ready to go back to school, you know, K-12, college campuses, and they're going back at a time where things are actually almost as uncertain as they were last fall when students were preparing to go back to school during the COVID, you know, entire whatever you want to call it, pandemic, whatever. Because right now we're currently grappling with this so-called Delta variant. And who knows what it's going to be in 2 weeks and who knows what it's going to be in a month, because they just seem to make things up as we go. The interesting thing about all of this is that, you know, I talk about this often on the show, and I feel like sometimes I'm being a dead horse, but I think it's really important in terms of understanding this entire debate and why people are so fed up with this entire fiasco that's going on, is that we have been consistently and constantly lied to by the so-called experts. You know, guys, there was a one point when the experts just said we needed to flatten the curve. Then it was just we need to wait 2 more weeks. And then it was as soon as we get the vaccine, everything will be just like it was before. You know, you won't even be able to tell COVID had ever happened. But now as we approach, I don't know, like it's definitely past a year, and very quickly approaching the 2-year mark, you're hearing things such as we need to go back to mask mandates. Now you're hearing that we need to even have vaccine mandates. And this is the type of tyranny that we're having to grapple with. And honestly, a part of me is like, maybe it's a tyranny of our own making. You know, because at the height of this pandemic, honestly, let's just be real, we allowed these elected officials to just amass all the power in the world they wanted to. And they used it under the guise of this entire public health argument that they needed these unconventional, previously unwielded powers that they had never had before, because they had to rapidly respond to the needs and the demands of the pandemic. And like, sure, a part of that makes sense. You know, when you're grappling with something that is like, hasn't happened since God knows when, maybe you need a little bit more flexibility as a leader to adequately respond to it. But it's about the way they responded to it is that I take issue with. They responded to this pandemic by circumventing our freedoms, curtailing our liberties, telling us that we didn't have the right to congregate, that we didn't have the right to go to church, that we didn't have the right to go get a haircut. They decimated small businesses while most of these people have never, ever ran a small business themselves. That is what I take issue with. It's not about this entire, you know, wow, you know, like I just, like, I didn't take issue with the fact that they had the power. It's the way they wielded it. It's the way they chose to abuse it. And now they think that they can just do it all again. They think they can do it all again because we let them do it the first time. And I think that's why it's so critical and so crucial that we tell them that that was the first and the last time. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do actually on college campuses. You know, right now across the country, and I wrote an op-ed about this this past week,
you see more than 500 schools across the country receiving the COVID-19 vaccine a requirement to return back to campus. They're saying that you don't have a right to an education at their institution if you don't allow yourself to be injected with this experimental drug that hasn't even been fully FDA approved. Guys, this is the crazy town that we're in right now. This is Joe Biden's America. People are literally saying and being forced to by their employers, by their colleges and all of these things to be guinea pigs simply because of the fact that we are supposed to just blindly trust the same experts that have lied to us time and time again. And then they want to blame us. They want to blame these so-called unvaccinated and the people that haven't gotten the shot yet. And they're like, why haven't you done it? You know, you're being selfish. You're putting everyone else at risk. No. I'm sorry. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, I can't blame you. It's on me at that point. It's on me. And so for good reason, a lot of people are just like, damn. Like, we've listened to Dr. Fauci for more than a year, and where has that gotten us? On the brink of another lockdown? Because in New York City, we see what's about to happen. They're about to literally require vaccine passports to go get a meal, to go walk into a public place. You're going to have an ID that says that you are vaccinated. Like, what is this world that we are currently finding ourselves in? And why do liberals who claim to like want to be free and just free spirited, why are they okay with it? Why are they pushing it so hard? Maybe it's because that when the last time they did this, they were able to almost steal an election because of it. Because apparently people can't go vote at the polls if COVID's going around. They've got to mail in their ballots. They got to use these drop boxes, all of these things. Guys, this is insane. And honestly, here's the deal. We're going to deal with it unless we fight back. And I'm fighting back. And I'm going to tell you too, like, I really want to talk about this campus issue a lot more because it upsets me. It really, really upsets me. And we'll dig into it a little bit more after the break. Welcome back, guys. So, you know, early on in the show, I told you I just got this new puppy. His name's Darty, like as in like day party kind of thing. And I've just been thinking, you know, like it is absolutely insane raising a puppy. You know, I have a dog back home back in Georgia. Her name is Abby. I got her when I was super young, probably like fifth grade, I think so. And of course, when I like asked for Abby, when I was that age, I was like, you know, I'll take care of it. Like, that's going to be my dog. I'll take him outside whenever he needs to go outside. Of course, you know, that did not happen. You know, definitely that obligation, that burden definitely fell to my parents for the most part. But really, so I didn't, like, have to deal with, like, the entire raising the puppy part. Like, I got Abby at her best, you know, like, you know, once she knew not to pee on the floor, once she knew like not to puppy bite anymore. And plus Abby was a lot smaller. She's a Shih Tzu Bichon Frise mix. And so just a lot smaller dog. But with Darty, you know, he's 9 weeks this week. I've been right in the thick of it. You know, like I am just, like experiencing full-fledged raising puppy mode. And I've got to tell you, you know, conservatives are always like, you know, how do we stop teen pregnancy? We need to talk about abstinent-only education. No. I think what we need to do is make every high school student raise a puppy, and I guarantee you there will be in no rush to be having a child anytime soon. Because if babies or anything like puppies, they piss everywhere, they poop everywhere, and it has been and let's not talk about my new sleep schedule. I wake up once an hour every hour, even at night. Like, I remember like two nights ago I went to sleep at 5 a.m because Darty could not sleep, wanted to go out, and literally, like, I would take him out to go pee. He refused to pee. He would just go play with the grass, put everything in his mouth. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my God. Oh my God. But I love the kid. I love the little guy. And, you know, once he gets out of this puppy stage, it's going to be so fun. But If I sound tired, just know I am tired. That is not, you are not assuming anything. You're right on the money. I definitely am, but it's been fun. It's been fun. He's been having a good time here in Tuscaloosa. Everyone has been babying him. He's getting a lot of attention. So he'll definitely be the most social dog you'll ever meet in your life. But guys, in terms of, you know, back to school, to a broader point, you know, I mentioned that I'd written this op-ed this past week about, you know, all these vaccine mandates that a lot of different colleges are implementing right now. And because really the biggest thing to me, I think, is just it is such an attack upon basic freedoms, right? Like, think about it. Like, these are the people who for years, for decades, said, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. Like, almost like ad nauseum. Like, they just, that was their rallying cry. Like, that was their uniting issue. My body, my choice. This entire idea of bodily autonomy. But then come COVID and they're just like, oh, never mind. We don't actually really believe that for real. Because if I want you to get vaccinated, you have to get vaccinated because I just want you to. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You don't get to decide that for yourself. And as a college student, you know, I can speak to it a bit uniquely because, you know, even in Alabama, you know, where I go to school, we've seen schools like Birmingham Southern, which is, of course, is in Birmingham, Alabama, are basically saying that if you refuse to get vaccinated, you are going to be fined $500, which is basically being marketed as like a fee for the increased amount of testing the university is going to have to do because of your refusal to get the vaccine. So now this is interesting because for a few reasons. Now, Alabama was one of the states that passed a ban on vaccine passports. So no, like, you literally can't, vaccine mandates of the COVID vaccine are not legal in the state of Alabama. However, universities like Birmingham Southern have found a little bit of workaround due to some gray area, which I'm not even sure exists. I don't really even think there's a gray area. I just think that they are just doing it because they can, and they're waiting to see if anyone actually does something about it, to see if anyone actually decides to rise up and say, like, hell no, like, this is oppressive, this is against my rights, I'm going to sue. But until then, they're just like, let me see what I can get away with. But they decided they were going to literally basically impose this fine, which is basically a mandate. You know, you're saying that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to have to pay $500. Sure, they can still register for classes, they can still technically go to class, but if they don't pay this $500 fine, then what is, you know, like, then obviously they're gonna, that's a negative repercussion that's gonna accompany that. And so, like, that is how slimy and tricky these universities are trying to be right now. And it's really, truly, like, seriously, it's so disgusting. And it's just, like, again, I keep going back to this entire thing. Like, the hypocrisy is just nauseating. Like, these are the same people, again, my body, my choice, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. But that is just non-existent anymore. Doesn't exist. You're saying, hey, maybe I just want to wait it out. I'm not even anti-vaccine. Guys, like, I literally have said this. I'm not even anti-vaccine. I'm not even anti-COVID vaccine. I'm just like, wait and see. Let's let a few other people get it before me. And y'all tell me how it's going for you. And then, like, you know, hey, I'm open to it. Like, I'm literally open to it. But what I'm not open to is this entire idea of the government thinking that it can force me to get some experimental drug injected into me and deal with the consequences myself. Just like, hey, you got to get vaccinated. Whatever the consequences are, we don't really know because we did this entire expedited approval thing. It's not full approval, but hey, good enough for us. And if there are consequences, I'm sorry, but you just got to deal with that. At least, you know, you're doing your part to, quote unquote, avoid this pandemic. Yeah. Like, where have we heard that before? You know, wear a mask. This will be over. We wore masks. Still not over. Social distance. It'll be over. We social distance. It's still not over. Like, guys, like, these people don't believe you because you constantly change what you're saying every single day. the White House and the CDC and everyone else. Like, it's just, it seems to me, it's like you guys just seemingly don't know what the hell you're talking about. And that is very, very worrisome, because you are the guys with the PhD. You're the guys who like study this stuff, like for a living. It's what you do. It's your career. It's your occupation. But for some reason, you can't all seem to get on the same page and tell the American people and just shoot it to us straight. Like, if we wear masks, are we going to be good? If we get vaccinated, are we going to be good? Like, if we wait 2 weeks, it's constantly moving the goalpost inch by inch, day by day. And it's just it. People are tired of it. People are tired of it. You want to know why people are not getting vaccinated? Look to yourselves, liberals. Look to yourselves, media. It's because you constantly have lied to us. And, you know, Vernon says this thing, Vernon Jones, and he says, there's no education to the second kick of a mule. Like, if you have kicked me in the face one time, a horse kicks me in the face one time, you're going to move the hell out of the way, because you're not going to let him do it the second time. Because why would you if he already did it once? Dr. Fauci has kicked us in the head not once, not twice, but more times than I can count on both hands. And so, yes, people are skeptical. Yes, people are weary. But the question now becomes, how do we fight back against this? How do we fight back against this on our campuses? How do we make sure that we can just avoid all of this, right? Like, that's what we need right now. We need an action plan. We need a game plan. We'll delve into that right after the break. Welcome back, guys. So how do we fight back? You know, that's what we were talking in the last segment. Like, how do we actually fight back against this tyranny? And really what I come down to, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think any of these institutions are actually going to start responding or doing anything about the fact that we are sick and tired and fed up until we start suing, until we literally take them to court and we say, we are tired of you violating our rights. We're tired of you violating our equal protection. And we're done. We're done. Because, guys, like, number one, let's talk about statute. Let's talk about state statutes, and then let's talk about the Constitution. Number one, and of course I'm prefacing this with I'm not a lawyer, but in the world of common sense, you would think that these arguments would win the day, right? For example, in the state of Alabama, vaccine passports are banned. Many other states, same case. Florida, same thing. Texas, I believe, also passed a similar piece of legislation that banned vaccine passports. You cannot be forced to get the COVID-19 vaccine in those particular states. However, there are colleges like Birmingham Southern who have found these workarounds. And they're saying that it's not really a mandate, because they're not saying that you can't enroll if you're not vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. But if you choose to enroll and you choose to also not get vaccinated, you will be fined $500. Now, that basically does create the impression of a mandate, and that is illegal. But here's the deal. We can complain about it. We can write all these petitions. We can do all of that, or we can sue Birmingham Southern so they know that we're not going to put up with that anymore. But also, constitutionally, let's talk about what this entire vaccine passport issue creates within our society. It really creates a new type of segregation. The vaccinated and the unvaccinated. If you go to a show now and you're unvaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine, you have to still wear a mask. People who are vaccinated don't. If you, now in New York City, you can't even eat inside of a restaurant if you're not vaccinated. Is that not segregation? People who just simply refuse to not get a single shot are being told that the only place they can eat is outside. Outside. Because they're not good enough to eat inside at that table, right? They're not good enough to order inside because they're inhuman. They're not normal. They're not real. Like, what the hell? Guys, like, how bad does it have to get before we really start to wake up and see, like, what this is quickly becoming? You know, I saw this video. This was in France, and they have this vaccine passport mandate as well. And there literally are members of the police who are like, as people are sitting outside eating, they go around and they ask them to show them their vaccine passport. Like, is that not insane? Like, you have literally people with guns, tasers, like the police, like the literal police walking around asking you, hey, do you have your passport? If not, you got to leave. Or if not, you face whatever punishment they find appropriate. Like, that is a scary reality, guys. And I don't want to live in that type of America. And I know that many of you don't either. But the only way, again, that we can prevent that is by taking these people to court, by showing them that we will resist, you know? Because, like, here's the deal. Like, I saw this interesting post, and it was so funny, but, like, also so depressing, because it's just like, wow, like, this should literally just be common sense and believed by everyone. And it was, like, this post that said, like, make sure you take your vitamins because mine only work if you do. That's literally, like, yeah. Like, my vaccine only works if everyone else gets vaccinated. So then what the hell is the point of the vaccine? Again. And I always, like, preface, like, I always, like, say this after, like, guys, I'm literally not anti-vaccine. I'm just pro common sense, and a lot of this stuff that I'm hearing just isn't adding up. The math just doesn't work. Just does not work. And I'm not a math major either. I chose politics for a reason. But again, the math is just not adding up. And people are right to ask questions. People are right to push back. And people will be right to seek their day in court. If they go back to school, if they go back to their workplace and they're being told that they have to be guinea pigs just to achieve Dr. Fauci's dreams and ambitions. Sorry, not sorry. Yeah. Well, guys, that's it for me. I'll be back later this week with another episode, CJ Pearson Uncensored. Be sure to tune in on all platforms. Download us everywhere you go to listen to your favorite podcasts, Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, Spotify Music, and everything else. I'll see you there. I'll see you here later this week. Hey guys, CJ Pearson here. Join us right here on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts for the same hard-hitting truth, because we'll never stop fighting for you right here on CJ Pearson Uncensored.
CJ Pearson Uncensored, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.